The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Pandemic 2020, an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host, Joe Piscopo. Brought to you by Balance of Nature, helping your body heal itself.
This week, it's going to get bad.
Well, we've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been, there are a number of adjectives to describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise. Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. It is 9:05 on AM 970, The Answer. The breaking story now that you're hearing, Paul Manafort apparently released from prison. Paul Manafort released from prison. He's one of the collateral damage victims of this Mueller probe. And Frankie Five Boroughs, they let him out because of the coronavirus threat, correct?
Is that correct? Why they did, yes. That? I mean, look, Paul Manafort was convicted of some crimes, but certainly being in prison where there's an outbreak of this COVID-19 is a death sentence for many of these prisoners. So I think that's one of the reasons you're starting to see so many of these people get released. Although it's very interesting, a lot of prisoners have made the case for release and they haven't got it. My old friend Tommy Gioli is still in prison. They told him initially he was going to be released, and he's still there. So there's still plenty of people in prison, that's for sure.
All right. Paul Manafort released from prison to home confinement amid coronavirus concerns. I hope he wasn't in solitary confinement still. Do we know that for a fact? We don't know.
I don't know that. No, I would be surprised if that was the case. Usually you would only go into what they call the shoe for punishment or if you're in protective custody.
Wait, I like Frank. Al, Frank knows the vernacular.
Frank knows the prison vernacular. Well, he's been there so often.
What is the shoe? What is that? That's what they call it?
SHU, Special Housing Unit, right?
Got it.
That's usually where they'll put you.
This is what Frank tells them when he tries to do an interview. Listen, you don't give me the interview here. I put you in the shoe.
I'm very proud of our listeners in prison.
Yeah, there we go.
Only Frank.
That is so funny. Okay, before we go, and I'm seeing now, I will be on, here we go, this is from Fox, this is Fox News. Hey, we're on 1140, 1145. Okay, we're going to do a Skype check, and then I'll be on with Sandra Smith and Ed Henry, and that's at 1140-ish this morning. Okay, got that. I'm proud to be there for the Sandra and for Ed on America's Newsroom. Hey, so we want to go to Dr. Zinberg right now because any question you have, any anxiety you have, we like to be a public service, and that's what we do this half hour right here, 9 to 9:30, every single day on AM 970, The Answer, because I know everybody's a little more than a little uptight. We're very, very just concerned what's going on, what's happening. So let's bring Dr. Zinberg to the airwaves. Dr. Joel Zinberg, welcome to the show, sir. Great of you to join us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Where do we find you, Dr. Zinberg? In New York, by chance?
I'm in New York, hunkering down with all of you guys.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, do you see any light at the end of the tunnel? Doctor, are we gonna get out of here soon? What are you thinking, sir?
Well, I think we have some encouraging news for those of you who were willing to watch for several hours with Dr. Fauci and the other people testifying to the Senate yesterday. You heard some encouraging news that things are moving in the right direction. There's some progress on therapeutics. There's progress on developing vaccines. And there's sort of willingness on the part of Dr. Fauci and others to let local governments and states determine the conditions in their area that would enable us to get out of this lockdown. The discouraging thing, I think, was that he sort of sounded the alarm as if when we lift the lockdown, we're going to have a second wave, and that's going to be very bad. And he was willing to say if we have the right conditions, we can mitigate that. And I think we're a lot closer to those conditions than perhaps he and some others think. he was willing to admit that there's a very well-defined vulnerable population, the elderly and people with underlying conditions. But he was also willing to say that the overwhelming majority of people who get infected recover. So that, I think, points us in the right direction, that we need to target our mitigation efforts at that vulnerable population and allow the rest of us to get back to work.
And they rely on Dr. Fauci. With respect to Dr. Fauci, we invited him on the show, but, you know, there was that plandemic video. I don't know if you saw that, Dr. Zimberg. You know, it was kind of a quote-unquote a conspiracy theory, but we're trusting Dr. Fauci. I like him because he's an Italian guy from Brooklyn. I'm just saying, Doc, you know what I mean? do you put your faith as a doctor in Dr. Fauci himself?
Well, I think Dr. Fauci is a very highly respected researcher and physician. And yes, I do put my faith in him. However, I think, you know, he has a certain priority. His priority is minimize the number of lives that might be lost. And, you know, I'm a surgeon. I'm interested in that, too, as is everyone. However, I think it has to be done in a realistic fashion. And you can get nearly all of the public health benefit from a lockdown by just targeting those mitigation measures. There's a study out of MIT economics department that indicates you get nearly all of the benefit. Even the infamous study out of the Imperial College London, which prompted the lockdown, that goes back to mid-March, said you get about two-thirds of the benefit just from much less restrictive mitigation measures. So I think the time has come. They flattened the curve, but they always knew that when you lift these measures, you're going to get, as Dr. Fauci calls it, an uptick. His position is he's scared that the uptick becomes a widespread outbreak. I think the uptick can be contained.
Oh, gotcha. That's a good point that he made. Yeah. Hey, by the way, they talk about vaccine, Dr. Zinberg. They talk about vaccine. You know, they don't really have a vaccine for AIDS. It's more of a cocktail mix that they use. I mean, we may not have a vaccine for this coronavirus. They're talking about it. And from what, listening to Dr. Fauci yesterday, I did watch that hearing, that maybe indeed they will have something and they'll have something by fall. What are your thoughts, Dr. Zinberg, about a vaccine, sir?
Well, Dr. Fauci referred to eight different vaccine candidates that are being tested, and you know, it gives you some indication of how innovative and productive our system is, because, you know, these candidates have come forward in really record time. Within weeks, really, of having the viral genome in hand, you had vaccine candidates starting to be planned out and become available. So now it's a matter of testing them, making sure they're safe and effective. And I'll tell you, Dr. Fauci was questioned about this, and you know, he's his usual cautious self, but he said he thought they were more likely than not we would have a successful candidate. So I'm very optimistic that we'll have something, hopefully by the fall or winter.
Yeah, because I take even though the regular flu vaccine, Dr. Zinberg, is like 30%, 40% effective, but it always has worked for me personally. I've taken it for years and years. But then one day this year, and you're listening, so forgive me for repeating myself, but I wanted to just ask Dr. Zinberg this, is that I had the flu symptoms for 24 hours after, and I had the flu shot, and I never had that before. I usually take the flu shot and I'm fine. Then just by chance, Dr. Zinberg, I had, and by the way, you're a doctor, I'm a hypochondriac, and I'm always going to end up asking you questions like this.
Each other.
I apologize for that. But do you think maybe I had a flash? And I'm going to get tested by my doctor. I have not yet. Do you think I had a flash of a coronavirus for 24 hours? Is that a possibility, Doc?
Well, I don't know. You know, the reality is a lot of studies are coming out indicating that probably most of the people who are infected with coronavirus are asymptomatic. They don't get sick. Or if they get sick, it's a very mild illness. So it's certainly possible you had that happen. I mean, but the good news about that is that that means that the fatality rate that everyone was so scared of with coronavirus is probably a lot lower than originally feared. You know, no one knows. There's no definite answer yet, but it appears to be coming down as we learn more about how many people have been infected and recovered. and it may approach like a bad flu season. So, and it also means that all those folks who may have been exposed are now have antibodies, which means they are immune, and it means they no longer pose a threat to others. So, you know, this is an evolving situation, but, you know, it's possible you might have, and you also may have just had the flu.
Yeah.
What most people don't realize is even if you take the vaccine and the vaccine isn't, let's say, 100% effective, which it never is, if you get the flu, your flu is going to be less severe than it would have been had you not taken the vaccine. So that's a very important thing for people to do. I mean, you know, that's the sad thing. We get less than 50% of people every year take the flu vaccine, which we know helps keep you from either getting the flu, or if you get the flu, it makes it less severe.
No, I totally agree. Do you think those numbers, by the way, 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999, if you have a Dr. Zimberg question. So do you think it was interesting that Dr. Fauci said yesterday, he says, no, I think there's more deaths. We have more than we're reporting. And from my research and from me talking to all the experts on this program, Dr. Zimberg, it seems like a lot of it's inflated because they're putting COVID-19, if they're not sure of a death, they're just putting, Dr. Birx alluded to that as well. So are the numbers inflated? Are we underestimating the deaths from COVID-19? What are your thoughts, Dr. Zimberg?
It's very hard to know at this stage because, as you alluded to, someone comes in with multiple medical problems. Remember I said, who are the vulnerable people? They're the elderly. They're the people with multiple medical problems.
Yeah.
Well, if you have someone who has, for example, bad heart disease, so anything could tip them over the edge, and then they get a COVID infection and die. Yeah, I mean, COVID was somehow involved. Or someone comes in with another medical problem, which is making them very sick, and then coincidentally they get tested and they are COVID positive. Are they sick because of the COVID? Or did they die because of the COVID? Hard to know. On the other hand, people are probably dying at home who were never tested, and perhaps they're dying of COVID. So it's a little early to say whether we're overcounting or undercounting.
Yeah, this is so scary. Hey, Dr. Zimberg, we're talking to Dr. Zimberg, 877-970-2999. You're a doctor and a lawyer?
Yes.
Oh, the parent's dream. Gosh almighty, a doctor and a lawyer. Tell us, I know we got to get back to the coronavirus. How did you do that, man? I mean, did you study both at the same time? You became a doctor and then you decided to become a lawyer after that?
Yeah, I was a physician first, and then I was able to break away and go to law school with some fancy footwork and maneuvering during my residency. And then subsequently, I primarily practiced medicine, but I've been involved for many years in public policy issues and ethical issues. And I recently worked for 2 years at the Council of Economic Advisors in Washington as a senior economist and general counsel.
God bless you. But how proud your parents must be, man. A doctor and a lawyer. Wow. That's good. That is great to know. Hey, let me go to Andrew, my buddy Andrew calling in. You have a question for Dr. Zimberg, Andrew, and welcome to the program.
You sound like you're doing well. We know you're a hypochondriac guy, but you're seem upbeat. But the question I have is there a flu vaccine, or is it just a flu shot, which boosts your immune system by exposing it? So is there actually a flu vaccine? That's my question. Thanks.
You're talking about the regular flu, seasonal flu.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's sure there's a flu vaccine. Every year a new one is formulated.
And it's a vaccine. Yeah, the way they did it.
It's made up every year to try to get your immune system to have antibodies and a response to the particular virus that's circulating, a virus or viruses that are circulating that year.
This is so scary, man, the virus thing. Let me go to Glenn in Queens, if I may, doctor. Hey, Glenn, welcome to the show, brother. You got a question for Dr. Zimberg.
Good morning, Joe. Dr. Zimberg, are microbes, virus, mold, bacteria, intergalactic travelers?
Are they intergalactic travelers?
Do they come? Glenn, thank you, Glenn. Doc, Glenn is he's a very, very knowledgeable guy. He's a little quirky. Do you think he comes from somewhere else that maybe we don't know where this is coming from, this
you mean
virus?
That he is an intergalactic traveler? Is that what you're suggesting?
He may be. I think so. He may be a Martian. No, you know where these things are coming. I mean, because I'll tell you the truth, Dr. Zinberg, from the research that I've, again, the amateur research I've done on the show. You're the expert, sir. But the way they got this virus out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, it was manufactured by the gal there. They create these viruses, or was this virus naturally occurring?
Well, I think the virus was naturally occurring. This is one of a group of viruses called coronaviruses that circulate every year. They're associated with the common cold. There have been two previous instances where more severe coronaviruses jumped from an animal host into humans. That's the original SARS, and then there's called MERS, which is a Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome. Those are the two previous instances. So we know this can happen. So this, I think, is a naturally occurring virus. The virus is normally found in bats. I don't think it was probably created. The unknown question is, did it escape from the lab where it was being researched, or did it arise naturally and naturally jump from an animal to a human? No one knows the answer there, but I think most people think it is not a created virus.
Yeah, or from, like, I think what our buddy Glenn was talking about, like that movie, Andromeda Strain. It came from, you know, a satellite. You don't know. And, boy, I just wish there was a way. You know what? And I'll leave you with this, Doctor. I know we got a break, guys, but I just got to ask you, Doc. 100 years since the pandemic of 1917, 1918. 100 years. I mean, and I'm feeling we haven't really, we're still right back at, go out in the sun. We haven't really seemed to have advanced that much in 100 years. I mean, am I wrong, Doctor? Can you tell me something positive that we've learned in 100 years? Because we're dealing with this the same way we dealt with the pandemic of 1918.
Well, you know, you have a point there. However, you know, people, I think part of the fear initially about this pandemic was that it was going to be like 1918, because this involves a virus that was new, that we had not been exposed to before, and that it was going to therefore spread very easily and have severe effects and kill a lot of people. But the good news is, you know, this is quite different than 1918. 1918 was unique in that it affected young, healthy people. There were more actual fatalities below age 65 than above age 65. And we're not seeing that here with this virus. This virus is much more like a sort of seasonal flu. In fact, this virus is perhaps even more selective than seasonal flu, which affects the elderly, but also infects a lot of young people and can kill a lot of young, very young people, kids. This virus, there are almost no deaths in the under 20 age population with this new coronavirus, COVID-19. It seems to preferentially affect the old. I'm not saying there's no one under 50 who dies, but thankfully it's a relatively low number, particularly if you were healthy to begin with. So we're not going to repeat the 1918 situation. It doesn't appear that it's the case. And a big difference is we now have a lot better treatments for the symptoms and the medical problems that come with being infected. You know, back in 1918, there were no antibiotics if you got a bacterial pneumonia on top of the virus. There was no real respiratory support. We didn't have a lot of the things we now have, which, you know, the folks in the ICU are so effective at saving lives.
Yeah.
Just didn't happen back then.
All right. Dr. Joel Zinberg is an MD. He's a lawyer as well, senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Great chat, Dr. Joel. You got to come back again, man. Thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it so much.
Sure thing. My pleasure.
Thank you, Dr. Joel Zinberg, right there. Pandemic 2020 has been sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. Debbie's out there on the roads at 923 on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning to you, Joe. Thank you so much. And good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening here on Stuyvesant Avenue, getting right out toward Park Avenue and Lyndhurst. You still have a closure. A car went into a telephone pole, down wires. So crews are still at the scene trying to take care of the problem here. Let's see what's happening at the outbound GWB construction on the upper and lower level, outbound side of the Lincoln North Tube construction as well. You're slowing down Garden State Parkway North up through 145. That's that construction zone that's been causing quite a problem all week. 22 westbound into Vauxhall Road and Union. More construction there. The right lane remains blocked. We're seeing some volume on 9W southbound getting down through Milton with ongoing road work as well. 17 eastbound, that's some road work as you get down through Harriman with some ongoing construction as you get down toward the area of the thruway, and still seeing stop-and-go traffic as you take it to the Queens Midtown Tunnel. The Queens Midtown Tunnel getting into Queens, reports of an overturned vehicle. Sunny today, high of 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Debbie. I always like telling you about Balance of Nature. Now you can get your own health coach at no additional charge from Balance of Nature. Because the Howard family, who came up with the whole concept of Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form, they want you to live a healthy life. So you can call your personal health coach, discuss any questions and concerns you may have, and this is a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. And also, the Howards offer you free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. You do that by taking Balance of Nature, in my opinion, because Balance of Nature has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Now you can have your own personal health coach, courtesy of the Howard family. You know you got to call 800-2468-751, 800-2468-751. We want you to start your journey to better health today. You go to balanceofnature.com. Please remember the discount code, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka thinks Biden is getting a pass.
We need to hit back. We have to illuminate the hypocrisy. The idea that the left is okay with a person who's a rapist. This is what they're saying right now. Lisa Bloom says, I'm okay with that because we've got to stop Donald Trump. That itself is an indictment of who the Democrats have become.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey are committed to doing whatever it takes for youth, families, and communities. Kids need us now more than ever, and clubs have responded with innovative programs to meet their needs. But we need your help. When clubs reopen, they'll need to help kids get back on track to overcome learning loss and restore a sense of safety. Clubs will play a role in rebuilding communities and preparing youth for future success. Please support the Boys and Girls Clubs COVID-19 Relief Fund by going to bgcnj.org/relief.
Given the times, you're probably not booking your summer corporate events yet, but when things open back up, what could be better than fresh, salty air aboard a beautiful yacht? Take your next corporate event up a notch with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis luxury private yacht. The Atlantis is an impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars, a magnificent dining room with a large dance floor, immaculate restrooms, and a gorgeous upper deck. Plenty of room to social distance. The perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty and take in the breathtaking skyline views. Food and service are excellent. Guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. Fully insured, Coast Guard certified. The perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, anniversaries, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970 The Answer for 10% off your booking. This is a special offer. Given the times, consider booking now to save later. 212-633-1231 or visit NewYorkCruises.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Good morning, Joe, on the radio, 928 on AM 970 The Answer, flagship station for Salem Media. and around the country and around the world, actually, on AM970TheAnswer.com. Michael Reagan's a great guy. He's the president of the Reagan Legacy Foundation. He's the son of former President Ronald Reagan and a great political mind in his own right. Michael, welcome back to the show, brother. Always great to hear from you, my friend.
Hey, it's good to be with you. Very good. I'll be happy when I can come back to New York.
You know what? I'll tell you what, man. It's crazy. We'll get through this. I mean, you're surviving okay in the quarantine, and you're out in California throughout this whole thing. Yes, Michael?
Yeah. I'm out in California. I'm, you know, sheltering at home, if you will, like everybody else.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. You know, I support the president. I like how he's helped out Gavin Newsom. I like the way Gavin Newsom said promises made, promises kept. He actually said that to the point where the president uses that in his new campaign video. And I've given accolades to Gavin Newsom for getting the jump ahead of this thing, Michael Reagan, before Governor Cuomo did. Newsom was it. But now it's getting a little out of hand out there with Governor Newsom as far as shutting everybody down. Tell us about it and what you're feeling out there. There in California, sir.
Well, you know what's going on here now? They're opening up the beaches, except for LA County. You can't sit on the beach. You can walk on the beach. You can run on the beach. You can surf, but you can't stop and sit on a towel and sun yourself or read a book on the beach, which is kind of crazy. So, and then we have LA County. They want to keep us sheltered in, you know, at home for 3 more months. And they're going like, really? Really? And yeah, I said 4 months ago, somebody asked me, when do you think this is going to reopen? I said, the people are going to tell you when it's going to reopen. The government's not going to tell you when it's going to reopen. The people are going to tell you when it's going to reopen. And you're starting to see that now, you know, with what's going on, you know, with Musk and going on with the hairdresser in Texas and what have you. So the people finally get to a point and say, wait, I think we know what to do. We wear a mask, wash our hands, and stand 6 feet apart. Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's so true. I love Elon Musk. That was great. I'm opening in Alameda County, man. And he did it. And no one went after him. I thought for sure the Gestapo might have been out there, but they left him alone. And right now, Tesla's making cars in California. Yes.
Yeah. Well, your football team left. Your basketball team left. Have you got the clue yet? You know, people are leaving your county.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, before we talk with you, Michael Reagan, about what you're doing to honor veterans, tell us how you see this in November, the election playing out in November.
You know, who knows? If people ask that question, they've been asking me that question since the 1960s when my dad ran for governor of California. Call me in the last 2 weeks, because normally everything changes in the last 2 weeks before the election. Everybody makes up their mind because things happen. My dad was behind the last 2 weeks in November, you know, back in 1966, he was behind to Carter the last week, if you will, you know, when he won the presidency in 1980.
Yeah.
So it really closes up. It'll be tight. Everybody will be tied. He'll be ahead. They'll be ahead. And then the last week, 2 weeks, it happens. So call me in the last 2 weeks. Ask me if I'm selling all my stock or not.
Yeah, it's so true. Tell us about the Reagan Legacy Foundation's Walkway to Victory. What is it, and who are you honoring?
Well, I'm honoring all the vets, the World War II vets that served in the Second World War in European theater, came in on D-Day, and landed on D-Day and saved the world. You know, they were the first responders. You know, back in, you know, 76 years ago, this June 6th, they landed, you know, in Normandy, France, and saved the world. And we started a Walkway to Victory a couple of years ago, where we're bricking in the walkway there at St. Mary Glees, Normandy, France, first town freed by America on D-Day. If anybody ever saw The Longest Day, that's St. Mary Glees, Normandy, France. That's where everybody, you know, that's where everybody came into. And so the walkway there at St. Mary Glees at the Airborne Museum, we're bricking that in with the names of those who, in fact, served Second World War European theater, you know, where they served, you know, when they landed, you know, when they passed, whatever it might be. And people go online to walkwaytovictory.com, and they can purchase a brick. It's like $250 for a brick. Mm-hmm. And the money is used, of course, for the brick and to lay the brick in the ground there at St. Mary Glees, Normandy, France. But any proceeds from that are externally, in fact, go to a scholarship program that we've set up for USS Ronald Reagan for men and women serving aboard my dad's aircraft carrier. And it helps them with their scholarships and education, if you will. It's a great program. we're getting ready to put in 300 more bricks here as soon as the virus, as soon as this virus ends, and can get to it. We have 300 bricks there ready to put down in the ground at St. Mary Glaze.
Wow, that's wild that you say that. I remember the one scene. It was one shot, and I wish I could remember the director of The Longest Day because it was brilliant what he did. One, and you forget. And by the way, Michael, thank you. Know, my dad was – you're listening. I know you know where I'm going. My dad was in the United States Army Air Corps in the Second World War, and I always say when I watch it, and I get so – I'm like kind of – I don't want to say history buff, but just I understand what everybody went through. You can't imagine it. And then if you watch that Netflix series now about World War II, you see in the 30s that with the Japan going into China, and then what happened in the European theater and then the Pacific theater, like nothing. Not to diminish what's happening today, but it's hard to think that we went through that as a country. And God bless you for paying respect to these veterans every day, because there are fewer World War II veterans living every day, Michael. You know, correct? I mean, they're dying every
day. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. They're dying every day. And, you know, what we do is a lot of people say, well, I don't know a D-Day vet. I don't know a European vet. Somebody served European theater Second World War. You can make a donation to the Reagan Legacy Foundation, ReaganLegacyFoundation.org, or for the Walkway, walkwaytovictory.com. You can make a donation of $250, put in the memo, Brick Project. And what we will do is we will find the name. Trust me, we have names. We will find the name of one of those who served and put that brick in their name.
Send you
all the information so you know who you sponsored.
Beautiful, man. That is beautiful. Michael Reagan right there. ReaganLegacyFoundation.org, WalkwayToVictory.com. God bless you for doing that, man. People forget, Michael, thanks for keeping the memory alive for the all the lives lost during the Second World War and saving the world, by the way, coming from the United States of America. Thank you very much, sir. And with fond memories of your dad and appreciation for you coming on the show, Michael, let's do it again, my friend. God bless. Godspeed, Mike.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Michael Reagan right there. That's it is ReaganLegacyFoundation.org, WalkwayToVictory.com. I love it. Piscopo in the morning. It's 9:36 right now. We're going to talk to Liz Burnich. She is founder of Frontline Appreciation Group, helping to feed frontline healthcare workers. You don't want to miss Liz. And we appreciate all that you're doing. Love that you're hanging in there, man. I'm telling you, proud to be with you on this wild journey. And we will get through this, so help me God, we will. 9:36, Al's got the headline news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
47 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The stock market is open. It's down about just a little over 1% in early trading. Dow's down 243 points, having just opened about 7 minutes ago. The rest areas along the New York Thruway are in line for a big upgrade after the board of directors voted on a deal. All 27 service plazas along the 570-mile superhighway system will be upgraded in the coming years and at no cost to toll payers. Under a 33-year deal, a private group known as Empire State Thruway Partners will rebuild 23 stops and majorly renovate the remaining four. In exchange, the private consortium will be allowed to operate restaurants, shops, and other facilities at the service areas. School officials say students at the Freehold Regional High School will have an in-person graduation, although a virtual one will be held first on June 24th. Superintendent Charles Sampson says the district is trying to schedule in-person graduation ceremonies during the week of July 27th. He also said students should receive information about cap and gown distribution shortly. In sports, talks on restarting the season are in progress between Major League Baseball and the Players Union, but so far no deal. The Post reports a 50-50 revenue sharing plan was not formally presented after union head Tony Clark said it would not be agreed to. Talks are expected to continue sometime today. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you so much. Let's go out to the Queens Midtown Tunnel. The Queens Midtown Tunnel into Queens. It's an overturned vehicle in the Queens Midtown Tunnel. So definitely watch for a lot of activity here at the Queens Midtown Tunnel heading into Queens. Harlem River Drive South, pretty busy down through the 140s. We're still seeing construction on the Nassau Expressway getting out toward the area of Conduit Avenue. That's that ongoing construction project over there. LIE Service Road westbound right at Patchogue Holbrook. Millbrook Road. A collision, a car went right into a tree. 17 eastbound, slowing down through Harriman and Monroe with ongoing construction. Out by exit 130, getting down toward the New York State Thruway. Taking a ride over to the Bronx River Parkway, southbound at Bronx River Road into Yonkers. That exit ramp is blocked with construction. Northbound Bronx River Parkway at the Spray, and that construction going on till 5 this afternoon. Sunny today, high of 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
With Advance Auto Parts, you get the part you need from the comfort of your garage. Order online and get your part with same-day pickup, curbside, or same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get the part you need. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Joe Piscopo with Everyday Heroes.
What is America to me?
This pandemic has been very tough on all of us. It's put a strain on our health, our psychological well-being, our finances and families. It's also brought out some of the best in people. We have seen countless examples of businesses and individuals going above and beyond the call of duty to selflessly help their neighbors. If you know someone who fits the bill, let us know. Tell us their stories. Tell us who deserves to be recognized. And we just might feature them on our show. Leave Frankie Five Boroughs a message, 816-8-MORANO, 816-866-7266. Tell us which everyday hero deserves some special recognition. You can also reach us online at am970theanswer.com.
But especially the people that's America.
I'm Joe Piscopo with Everyday Heroes on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
All right, you know, we all got to wear masks. That's the new normal. But the kind of mask you use matters. Now, you've heard of the N95 masks that medical professionals use, right? Well, and if they use an N95, we all want similar protection from bacteria. So a highly recommended mask that gives nearly the same protection is the Boomer Naturals 30-day face mask. It gives you 92.2% antibacterial protection. It's so comfortable, easy to breathe and speak, and they come in adult and children's sizes. I hold in my hand now a little child's mask. It is so cute. Listen, we got to do it. We got to do it, and I use the Boomer Naturals mask, and it's so comfortable. You can breathe. You can speak. It's not like at the press conference. You see the people at the press conference, you know? They put the mask on when the camera's on, by the way. And the camera's off, they take the mask off. But you can't understand what they're saying. The Boomer Naturals masks are so comfortable and affordable at less than 30 cents per day. The mask can be used up to 30 days by hand washing them with soap and water at the end of the day compared to other masks that are more costly and only good for one use. Order these doctor-recommended masks. They're great. You're going to love BoomerNaturals.com. That's all I ask. Check out, please, BoomerNaturals.com. You know me, the hypochondriac. I'm keeping mine. I love these masks. Use the code Joe20, by the way, at checkout. You save 20% every time you shop. Plus, get free shipping and handling on orders over $50. It's code Joe20 at BoomerNaturals.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 943 on AM 970 The Answer. Liz Burnich is founder of FLAG, Frontline Appreciation Group. Hey, Liz, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us this morning.
Thanks so much, Joe. Nice to be here.
Good. Are you East Coast based, are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm right here in Chatham, New Jersey. My co-founder lives in Madison, New Jersey, Gina McGuire. Right here in the heart.
Jersey girls, we love it. This is great. And Madison's great. I always tell you, we have our buddy Joey Falco over there. My great-grandfather came to Madison, New Jersey from Italy. Is that wild? Because it was the Rose.
Awesome.
Isn't that wild? The Rose City. And he grew Vitaliano. That's a great memory. So tell us about Flag. This is great what you're doing, Liz. Tell us about it.
Oh, thanks, Joe. So Gina and I founded Flag about 8 weeks ago now. It's a group that basically we support the local restaurants and the frontliners, raising money through the community to get meals delivered to the people in the hospital, as well as meals to our other frontliners like police, fire, EMS. It's been an incredible journey. The community support for the restaurants and the frontliners, and just helping to keep everybody fueled and supported. Our restaurants, we have probably 45 restaurants between Chatham, Madison, and Florham Park.
Yeah, at least.
We're doing our best to keep meals pumping out of those restaurants, paying them fair market price for the meals, and delivering them to the hospitals where, the folks in the hospitals, they have a lot of restrictions on them now, with restaurants closing early in the evening as well. The night shift folks can't get food. So we help to take away some of that pain and just keep them fueled and running strong.
Wow. So how do you do that? You're running, you have a team with you, or are you and your friend running around yourselves?
Well, there's definitely a team behind us. There's people who are volunteering for various aspects of what we do. So for example, Beth Kneebone's doing all of our marketing and our website, a lot of our promotion stuff. Gina and I arrange basically the meals through the restaurants. And for the most part, those real restaurants are delivering the meals directly. We try not to get too involved because there's a lot of shifts every day. But there are times where we have to step in and actually go pick up the meals and deliver them. But we've had a couple people volunteer, and we're trying to keep people home and safe. So for the most part, staying out of it. But it's a big organization. But
yeah, listen, that's great what you're doing. Liz Burnett, your founder of Flag, Frontline Appreciation Group. Do you sterilize the food? Yeah, I don't even know how to understand that. Is the virus in it when you deliver it, and you get it from the restaurant, you take it, and then you give it to a home, and if it's an elderly person, do you have to wipe things down, Liz? Is that what you're doing?
No, so hang on. So we're only delivering meals to frontliners who are either at the hospital or police, fire, EMS. We're not delivering meals to individuals. But the food is prepared individually wrapped at the restaurant under very strict sanitary circumstances. And then it's being delivered. We are wearing masks and gloves, the whole bit. So there is no contamination with the food. And even once it's delivered, each meal is individually wrapped and prepared so that the folks who are eating the meals aren't diving into a tray of sandwiches and such. So we're keeping the germs really separate. We're making sure that people are staying safe. And it's just been it's been very easy to manage once the restaurants understand what the circumstances are. They're on board and have participated fully in just making sure everything is safe.
Yeah, God bless you, because that's a whole nother thing you got to worry about. Frontline Appreciation Group. Hey, so rumor has it that your husband is actually a personal friend of our news guy, Al Gattulo. Is that accurate?
That's right. That's accurate. They were in radio years ago together. Al was at our wedding, and so long ago. Connections coming back to help us out here, and we really appreciate the support.
So how was Al at the wedding? Was he the obnoxious guy at the wedding? Was he okay?
No, perfectly well-behaved gentleman, of course.
Yeah, there you go, Big Al. Listen, this is great. This is like, God bless you for what you're doing. Frontline Appreciation Group. So you're going out. You know what? I love what you said, and then we'll let you go. But I love that you said it's after hours. It's late, and the front and our first responders. There's no place to go, you know. And then you're helping local restaurants too. So this is
for
great.
Sure.
Yeah, God. But where can we find you? Where can we find Flag if we want to help out, Liz?
Well, the cool thing about Flag is that we put out a very simple model and there have been over 116 other groups across the country who have basically formed and followed our model. They use our logo and then attach their name to it. So we're in 28 states. In New Jersey alone, there's 46 of us groups and 7 in New York. So everybody can find information on our website at flag2020.org, and they can click right through to the location nearest to them and find out more information, support their local chapter, get involved with donating either, you know, product or volunteer hours or funds to keep their efforts going. And just across New Jersey, we've already raised about $1.4 million. And wow. About a million of that has come back to our restaurants so far. Not $1 is being kept by any of us. This is 100% volunteer. So, you know, by the time May runs out, that whole pot of money that's been donated will be back in the restaurant's hands, which is really phenomenal. Keeps a lot of people going.
God, I'll tell you what. Where were you brought up, Liz, if I may ask? Your childhood?
I was brought up on Long Island in Cold Spring Harbor, which is actually how I had learned of this, this kind of effort. I saw that there was a group supporting the Huntington Hospital folks and put a quick note out to our community group and said, hey, anybody here want to do this for Morristown? And yeah. The yeah. response was immediate. So I'm not a born Jersey girl, but I'm certainly a convert. This is an amazing thing.
Oh, yes, you are. You are now. I'm going to tell you, Liz Burnage, and I'm looking at the website now, flag2020.org. This is, you've done a lot of work in a very short time. God bless you. And helping, just
we
to be clear,
we got it going
again,
quickly. Thank you.
Yeah,
front line.
There
was line. No time to waste, Joe.
No, God bless you. Now, I'm telling you what, especially in the epicenter of this whole coronavirus situation,
right.
It's for frontline healthcare workers what this is, in helping out local restaurants as you're doing this. Liz, God bless you. God bless your whole
Thank
flag.
Thank you so much, Joe.
And you're welcome here anytime, indeed, and keep up the great fight. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you so much.
There it is right there. That's great. Thank you. Liz Burnage, flag2020.org if you want to help out. You love it. You got to love it. I'm telling you, how people reach out like this. This is the good stuff that's happening that you never hear in the mainstream media. Flag2020.org. Debbie, you got to love that, you know. As a Long Islander, now she's a Jersey girl helping out the our healthcare workers on the front line. Hey,
wonderful.
Debbie's out looking out for you on the roads, 951 on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, John. I love that 100% goes back to help. That is so beautiful. Let's see what's happening out here right now, Joe. Well, not too beautiful here on 287. 287 northbound exit 13, getting up toward Bound Brook and Franklin Township. That's an accident. The right lane is blocked. 22 busy westbound through Vauxhall Road in Union with construction. Garden State Parkway North at 145. Construction going on till tomorrow morning. Stuyvesant Avenue by Park Avenue in Lyndhurst. It looks like a car went into a telephone pole. They're still working at the scene over there. Cross Bronx westbound, heavy traffic into the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Outbound GWB upper and lower, it's construction. Queens Midtown Tunnel into Queens. Believe it or not, a flipped over car inside the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Definitely want to keep the speeds down. And if you head to the outbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's some construction over in the north at 2. Alternate side parking rules suspended, metered rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. You know, if you're feeling run down, you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables, right? So if you're not feeling great, scratchy throat, little allergy situation, you got to try Balance of Nature, okay? Now, and on this virus and everything that's happening around, and we're so afraid of everything, it is time to build up your immune system, because the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. And I'm not making a clinical claim here, but I am telling you, Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins. I'm a vitamin guy for my whole life. I've been taking vitamins. But then I find out through Dr. Howard at Balance of Nature, vitamins are made with synthetics. And you eliminate them, they have filler in them, and you don't really utilize anything that's in a vitamin. Balance of Nature is just a natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. And if you forget to take your dose one day, by the way, just double up the next day. It's simply fruits and vegetables. Builds up your immune system. Fights off the free radicals in your body, all right? And then this from the Howard family that I love. Free shipping. 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. How about that? All right. Start your journey, please. I worry about you. You know, you're part of this radio family. I do. I worry about you. We want you to start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health by calling 800-2468-751. It's just like that. It's 800-2468-751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use, please, the discount code THEANSWER.
Right now, the world feels different as we stay apart to make sure we can safely come back together. Till then, there is something you can do without even leaving your home. Respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or by mail. The census impacts where hundreds of billions in federal funding will go for things like hospitals, schools, and roads. Now is the time to go to 2020census.gov. It's as easy as it is important. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
You know, Michael's of Brooklyn is one of the five best Italian restaurants in the nation. Well, they're open for takeout, curbside, or delivery. Check out the menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. And don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. You can still have quality Italian food during this difficult time. Call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851.
Planning for the future is important. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? The time to plan is now. Need a will, trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, estate plan. The goal of Connors and Sullivan's attorneys is always the protection of your rights and interests. They've been helping people like you and me plan their estates and protect their families for 40 years. Talk with Mike Connors in a free, comprehensive telephone consultation to see how he can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. Have all your questions answered from the security of your home during these difficult times. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. Now is not the time to put it off. Call Connors and Sullivan today to schedule a free telephone consultation with Mike Connors himself. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or visit ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Plenty of sunshine today with a cool breeze and a high of 62. Tonight, clear and chilly, though 47 in Midtown, but 35 to 40 in the colder suburbs of northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Tomorrow will start with sunshine, then clouds will increase. It'll turn milder in the afternoon, high 65. For Friday, times of clouds and sun, breezy, much warmer. Watch out for a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 82. It'll stay in the low 70s on Long Island. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Thanks so much for being with us. Mike Gallagher coming up. Don't forget, Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. I'm going to jump on with Sandra Smith and Ed Henry. I'll be with Sandra, and we'll be chatting on the – we're going to try Skype from the house. So wish us luck. So if you want some real amusement, you want to check out America's Newsroom. Always great to watch Ed and Sandra doing a great job, 9 to noon on Fox News Channel, and I'll be there. And hopefully it'll work. Because the Skype thing, I don't know. And I'm out in the boondocks, so anything can happen. So you want to check it out. I'm on about 11:40, I guess. Unless I get the Donald Trump bump and the president steps in. You never know. Hey, Frankie Fibros, a great show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
for,
Joe.
For working so hard on this. I know it's a lot to do. We appreciate it more than we could tell you, Frank. Albert, thank you so much. Appreciate always you being there. And we'll listen. You never know what we're going to talk about tomorrow morning with Al, so just
stay
tuned.
No more men.
Okay, and no more men. And Debbie Duhaime, we love you. And we love you for listening. I want you to just to take solace that we are here for you, that we're all in this together. You're going to make it. I know you get tired of hearing about it. We're going to be out of here sooner than later. I promise you. I'm proud of you through this journey. All right? And make it the best day. Would you do that for me, please? Because you know why? You deserve
it. News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
47 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. There's a call for Governor Murphy to allow high school seniors to have a graduation with social distancing. Thousands have signed an online petition saying the governor is unreasonable by banning all graduation ceremonies other than ones done virtually. The petition urges the governor to find a creative way to do graduations while still following coronavirus-related protocols. The petition letter is signed by the parents of the class of 2020. Stocks are mixed at the opening bell on Wall Street. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said today the central bank isn't going to be considering negative interest rates. In prepared remarks for an event with the Peterson Institute for International Economics, Powell added the path ahead is highly uncertain and subject to significant downside risks. Other areas bringing down the major indexes today include Nike, Disney, and JP Morgan, each stock down around 3%. At the opening bell, the Dow Jones down around 100 points, the S&P 500 falling about a quarter of a percent, the NASDAQ is unchanged. Medical workers at Central State Medical Center in Freehold, and a special thank you from students at the Goddard School in Morganville. The students painted their gratitude on rocks. Although the students are learning from home, they are connected via Zoom, still participated in the Kindness Rock activity. The children and their families painted more than 120 rocks. You now know what's going on. Wash your hands, stay inside. If you have to be out, remember, wear a mask. Practice social distancing. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.